This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, Health on the Air now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practices down in Mount Dora, Florida, suburb of Orlando, Mickey Mouse Land, at Lake Cardiology. Dr. Ken has, in his years of practicing, learned a whole lot, right? What did you say? You learn from your patients.
I learn every day from my patients.
Much as they learn from you.
It's a mutualistic relationship, and as a physician, you have to continue to learn. If you don't like to continue to learn, you go and you do something else. Because, you know, I've mentioned probably I use maybe 10 to 20% of what I learned in medical school today, and most of what I have to do today I've learned after my training, and it's a lifelong training.
Yep, sure is. You got to stay alert and alive and keep going, actually. You have so much knowledge. That's the thing about some of the older doctors, because it's so difficult these days to practice in a routine way because of health insurance and government involvement, all that crap. A lot of people want to get out. And yet, think about all the knowledge, Ken, that all these people who have been practicing for all these years take with them when they quit. It seems almost to... it seems selfish. I understand it's not.
Well, burnout is a huge problem in the medical profession, and that's the big loss, because they do take away not only knowledge but a huge amount of experience, and this,
right.
And it's not passed along to the rest.
Right. Now, with you, you're like me. No retirement, not allowed. Just keep going until you can't walk, think, or move anymore, and then, you know, you can. I mean, think about it. Somebody like you who practices 10, 12, 14 hours a day some days. What would you do with your life? How would you feel like your life was worthwhile if you weren't practicing the medicine the way you practice it?
Can I play Major League Baseball?
I'm not sure that will work.
No, I'm joking. I don't know what else I would be doing, and you know, I enjoy sharing knowledge with you, but I do enjoy it. And you really, I've been in my current practice where I am now over 30 years, I guess, you know, maybe 31, 32 years, and you just do have a lot of experience. You feel very comfortable with what you deal with. And I feel like I would like to continue to provide the knowledge and experience, because I just feel comfortable with it.
I think it's important that you that you're of service as well. You make a decent living, yep, but it's never easy working for yourself. I know that because
oh my gosh.
You want to work for a hospital. I don't want to work for a big network.
We're dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, no, maybe, in a sense, because I've been doing this morning program for as long as you've been practicing medicine.
Exactly.
You heard when you said you'd been doing it for 32 years.
1988 was an important year for both.
When I started this morning program on the network, 1988, October of 88.
Yep. That's the same month I opened up my current practice.
Uh-huh. See, we have so much in common. All right, Dr. Ken is here to go through with you the information that he's gleaned from some of the major, there are all kinds of communication networks, and there are all of these journals of medicine that every week and every month come out, some of them every year, with medical overviews. So we take bits and pieces of some of those and bring them to you. The ones that he gleans are things that will have common connection to most people listening. For example, the odds of getting skin cancer. Summertime, and people are thinking about the dermatological consequences of being out in the sun. You talk about vitamin D a lot. We also have a focus, it looks like, on vitamin A. So what is, first, vitamin A, what is that?
Well, this is a report out of JAMA, which stands for the Journal of the American Medical Association, and their dermatology edition just this week. And let's talk about this, because it affects almost 1 in 10 of us. 11% of Americans will have squamous cell skin cancer before they get off of planet Earth. That's an amazing statistic. And it tends to occur in areas exposed to a lot of sunlight, such as the face and head. People with the highest intake of vitamin A lower their risk of squamous cell skin cancer, Doug, by around 15%. Most of the vitamin A consumed comes from foods, and some good healthy food sources of vitamin A include, let me give you a good list. I'm going to get hungry with this list. Sweet potato, right. Cantaloupe, carrots, black-eyed peas, sweet red peppers, broccoli, spinach, dairy foods, fish, meat, and especially liver. Adults, you should not consume more than 10,000 international units of preformed vitamin A daily. Too much preformed vitamin A, which typically comes from supplements, increases the risk of osteoporosis and hip fractures.
Really? So mostly yellow foods, yellow fruits and vegetables.
It's exactly.
Like, colored to a certain point, but yellow especially, that's where you get vitamin A. So if you eat a lot of squash, yellow peppers, things like that, that'll be good, and then you have. I remember when I had mine. I remember maybe 15 years ago. I can't remember. I had a little splotch on my face, and I went to the dermatologist in Beverly Hills, and she took a little needle and went in and took a little bit of skin out, and they determined that it was sort of precancerous kind of squircinoma or whatever you just said.
Squamous.
And then they gave me a salve to put on it. And what they said is that it would absorb, it would pull out whatever precancer cells were in my skin, and therefore you would avoid the problem of having any kind of skin cancer. So I did that. I never had a problem since, except around where, depending on the light, you look in the mirror, you can see a little darkness in that area where the cancer cells were extracted by this method. It's just a cream. And put it on there.
And being a farmer, you're at a special risk for this.
I have my farmer tan. My skin is very dark. If you saw me right now, you might not even recognize me. My skin is so dark from being out in the sun. But it kind of feels good. And to go to the other side of this, vitamin D, which we talk about with regularity, is so important because you need it for lots of functional things in your body. And we all think we get enough of it if people like me who are out in the sun all the time. But then year after year after year after year, when you test my blood, it comes that I have a shortage of vitamin D. And so I supplement somewhat, although some of the vitamin D's around are lousy and you don't want to use them if it's food-based stuff. But how do we've had this conversation a dozen times, and you still have never satisfied me as to why, if I have so much sun exposure, am I... The blood count of vitamin D is low.
Because of where you live on planet Earth most of the year. You're up in Massachusetts where the sun is not as strong. If you were down here in Orlando, you wouldn't have to be out in the sun so much.
Mm. Well, on a good day on the farm, I might spend 7-8 hours.
But people closer to the equator have more intense sunlight. And the time, pound for pound, out in the sun for us who are more southern, it's more intense than those who are up north.
Okay, got it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Stick around for a lot more. Psychotherapy will be in the focus in a matter of moments. Let's focus right now on how to lose weight the right way, the healthy way, the consistent way, the intelligent way. I can use all kinds of adjectives to describe using Calitrin as a weight loss product, a weight loss formula, a weight loss system, which is stimulant-free, drug-free. You don't have to go on a crash diet. Certainly, you don't have to take any drugs. The reason they are advertising with me is because they know that I'm in favor, and all the things that I talk about on the air are focused, frankly, on the natural way to fix problems and deal with things. And the product Calitrin, Calotrin, is proven to help with weight loss and things that keep you up at night. And I don't mean the mental things. I'm sure there are plenty of mental things that keep you up at night. But here's a fellow in Pennsylvania. I've lost 7 pounds in 3 weeks, and I'm hooked. So he's taking Calitrin and sticking with it. But I have all kinds. You can see, actually, at the website. When you go to toploss.com, you can see lots of testimonials, people explaining how Calitrin works. It not only takes the weight off, but when you stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, then you keep the weight off. You encourage the recreation of collagen in your body, which your body has stopped producing once you get beyond your 20s. So that's why you get a little heavier, because there's no really, the protein keeps your lean muscle mass more functional. So without that, you get a little fat, frankly. So you need to restart your body's production of collagen. That's what Calitrin does. And we understand that that at the end of the day, you're going to be safe and not sorry. Lose the weight the Calitrin way. Find out how you can do it by going to toploss.com. Use the box for DJV. Get $20 off a 90-day supply, and also free shipping for those DJV listeners who are buying Calitrin. Do it now at toploss.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, next up here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health is the treatment for depression in young people. This is not medicinal, but I guess it is. I mean, psychotherapy relies on drugs too often. So now we've got something that basically involves talking. How is that medicinal?
Well, this comes out of Lancet Psychiatry Medical Journal this week, Doug. Because depression is a big problem, even for our youth. And this study involves people ages 15 to 25 years old. And the news is that adolescents and young adults with mental illness, they may not benefit significantly from antidepressant drugs. Instead, psychotherapy, talk therapy, should be the first treatment option for young people with depression. That's the conclusion of this big study.
Well, isn't that in part because there's so much more easily induced, or they become more easily hooked on some of these drugs than older people?
Well, you know, why this study wasn't powered to figure out why these results occurred, you know, that's going to take more research, but it's the kind of thing, it is what it is. And I think that parents who, and young adults, parents who have these children, need to realize that psychotherapy is going to be the first line.
Up next, what does extra weight do to your brain? Here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Sarah. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To the action here. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We have a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com every week. The best of what Dr. Ken gives you for advice and help, and as well Dr. Jack Stockwell. There are two different podcasts. You can find them at gooddayhealthshow.com. For example, the most recent one that's up there that's been posted this week, Dr. Ken discussing a new study that offers evidence having earlier meals can aid in weight loss. Also, we talk about not being treated for sleep apnea and how that interferes with being treated for depression. There's a lot of similarity, and you can hear the sorts of things that are bothering people by, from week to week, understanding what we are discussing, what's being studied in the medical world. Dr. Ken on this podcast says that a well-fitted dental appliance can be just as effective as a CPAP machine. That's very interesting. Best time to take a bath or a shower, we talk about that. Dr. Ken explains why the news is as it is. Then we get into testosterone therapy and how that might enhance your sex life. Dr. Ken and the paleo diet, he scrutinizes that and why it should be avoided. So there's lots of things every single week for you to participate in, partake. More and more people listening to this podcast. If you can't hear the whole program, this is it synthesized. Check them out. The archives are there at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so I was talking about, we have all kinds of ways of enhancing our brain because that's the most important thing in our body. Well, that the brain, nothing else works. So what happens if we're overweight, Ken, to our brain?
Just another good reason to get down to ideal body weight. Published this week in the medical journal Neurology, Doug, obesity, it appears to accelerate brain aging by a decade or more. People with a wide waist circumference and higher body mass index, that's the BMI, they're more likely to have a thinner cerebral cortex and a condition that has previously been linked to a decline in brain function. The cerebral cortex, it's that outer layer of the brain, and it plays a critical role in memory and language.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't surprise you, does it, though? You see most of the people who come to you in your clinic at Lake Cardiology, you're a cardiologist, so you see people all the time that are way overweight, and your focus is on the heart. But can you see the impact as you read through this and understand and explain it for us, the brain stuff? Why is the brain any different? It ages your whole body when you're overweight.
Absolutely. Right? It connects to me a lot of dots because I can see the weight, but I have to communicate with patients. I want to, and it's so important in what I do. And as people get older, it can be a great challenge to communicate effectively because of the ability of people to remember and to think. And I was myself thinking over the decades about this study, and there really is something here about people's obesity and their ability to think as they get older.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking back to when I was in your clinic the last time this past spring, and the number of people when I was sitting there waiting for a procedure, watching people come in and out, and how overweight most of them were. And that really sort of speaks to the issue here. If you want to be sick, get yourself extra 10, 20, 30 pounds and help yourself. And then they go and, you know, the heart problems. You have the EECP devices there, and that helps people, you know, mitigate the damage caused by having too much weight, right? But it still isn't, it's not the end all.
Well, increasing the weight increases the blood pressure, the cholesterol, and the blood sugar. And these are three big items that lead to plaquing of your circulation from head to toe.
Caffeine in the focus next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Kellitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Kellitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Kellitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJ for savings at Summer Sizzler at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sandstone bluff gave way and crashed down onto a crowded beach near Encinitas, California. Three people have died and two are injured. State Parks Captain Brian Ketterer tells KGTV people tried to rescue the beachgoers immediately.
The soft tools, we know that we have somebody buried, and then the hand tools. And now that we've gotten to this stage, cadaver dogs are going to ensure that we don't have any other victims that are under that, and then we'll slowly take it apart with heavy equipment.
He says a few times a year, some of the bluffs overlooking the beaches in Southern California give way as part of a natural erosion process. President Trump is again looking for a new national intelligence director. He says Congressman John Ratcliffe has decided to not pursue the position. It's unclear if his second choice, Sue Gordon, will take over on an acting basis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medical information here in the good old summertime on good old Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here discussing and going through a lot of the research done, the medical journals, that sort of thing. Next up, a focus on caffeine and what it does. I think this is nothing but intuitive, Ken, when you get right down to it, because all of the caffeine and jittery stuff that happens, isn't that going to, by almost... assumption be take its toll on your anxieties or create anxiety?
Well, it's all the amount. I'll give out some numbers for people to think about when they look at their caffeine intake. But this comes from Penn State Health this week, Doug. For some people, caffeine may help with concentration and provide an energy boost, but it can also cause problems for those with general anxiety disorder. Caffeine, it can mimic or make worse the symptoms of anxiety. These are symptoms such as racing heart, nausea, or abdominal pain. The current recommendation for caffeine is less than 400 milligrams per day, and also with a single serving, stay under 200 milligrams. The average coffee cup has about 80 milligrams, but you go into Starbucks or you go into Dunkin' Donuts, you can easily get up to 400 milligrams in one serving. So you have to just watch the caffeine amount, the milligrams.
And do you? Are you and I talk about the coffee that you drink where you're... There, it almost becomes with some people. I was talking to my accountant last week, and he, every time I'm in his office with him, he's got this huge cup of black coffee. It smells awful. And I said to him, "How many of those do you drink a day?" He said, "Well, as soon as it gets cold, I go get another one." But he basically is nursing it all day long, and I think it has had an impact on him. He's getting along, and so as I look at him and listen to his voice and see how he is just basically functioning, I think drinking all that coffee for all these years has had a definite impact on him.
Well, I think coffee, it can be a healthy item as long as you stay under 400 milligrams.
But there are other ways
that
people are getting caffeine, those damn cola. Monster drinks and whatever they call it, the monster drink.
Tea, lobster, cola, chocolate, the energy drinks, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, next up, your cell phone. You charge it. If you are using the normal cell phone charger, I can't imagine that there's that much juice going through it, but this this emergency medicine story makes you think.
This may not be intuitive, Doug. Bringing your smartphone to bed, it could literally shock you. And I'm not making this up. This is a recently studied published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine just this month. It describes people who were accidentally electrocuted and burned by phone charging cords. So do not sleep with your mobile device and avoid leaving the charger plugged in when it's not connected to a phone. What happens is the tip of the charging cord gets plugged in, and then it gets disconnected from your phone, and that's hot. And people turn and end up on it, and they get burned, and they end up in the emergency room. So unplug that cord, don't bring it into bed, and turn the phone off before you go to sleep.
You gotta be nuts. Didn't we have a couple of weeks ago another study that wasn't similar, but it brought into question why anybody would have their cell phone anywhere near, never mind under their pillow, anywhere near their nightstand or anywhere near their bed. I don't even have them in the same room with me because of the things that come that emulate from, emanate from the phone screen and all the electronics around it. For God's sakes, the thing's got a fan in it even to blow energy out of it. So what's that doing to your brain if you put it under the pillow? You got to be nuts to do this. I would think you'd be. Anyway, Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this edition of Good Day Health. And he and I have talked about these things for years and years and years. Where are you putting your cell phone now, your iPhone?
It's on my nightstand.
It is. How close is that to your head?
3 feet, 2 feet.
Okay, so that explains much of what's going on with you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, hey, if you need to call me in the middle of the night, I have to answer, right? Doug says jump, Rich says how high, right?
Right. Now, that's handy. Okay, so you can keep it next to you.
Thank you. I figured
and if you can afford a wireless charger, that gets rid of this whole cord.
So do you have one?
I use a wireless charger, yes.
Where do you keep your cell phone?
Where do I keep it?
At night.
At night? Well, I keep it off.
You know, so what happens if one of your patients is dying at 3 o'clock in the morning? They need.
I am an old fashioned guy with a real phone.
Really? Okay, you and me both. Richie, you got a phone in your house? A real phone?
We do not have a copper wired phone. Everything is VoIP. I have a Vonage line and then cell phones. And the only reason we have the Vonage line is for international calls.
Really? Yep. Wonderful. Okay. There's a increase in younger adults of colorectal cancer, much more common usually in older patients, but now the new data that I was looking at this morning shows a sharp increase among adults in their 30s. And why would that be? What's going on? Remember Tony Snow? Do you remember him? He was a press secretary.
Absolutely.
He was a fabulous guy. I liked
him. He was the press agent for one of the Bushes, right?
Yep, and he, early on in the George Bush, he died, I think he was only 44 or something, 45. His father had died of colorectal cancer. He got it, and man, he was gone. It seemed like a minute. And, again, younger guy in his 40s. So what's the deal? Why would that be? You got any ideas?
Well,
why there's more susceptible?
Well, Tony Snow was genetics. Genetics play a big role in colorectal cancer. And knowing your own personal family history is very important. And if people have an early history of getting colorectal cancer in their family, they need to be screened at a young age. Mm-hmm. And you need to talk to your doctor about that.
Risks
about
are
prevention.
Multiplied if you don't have it checked out.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, is our diet affecting colorectal cancer? Most likely.
Yep.
And
sure.
Is that the reason why we're seeing it? You know, we're just moving further away from the farm.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's a big factor. That's the item that sees the food first.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Speaking of food, apples. if you've been eating an apple a day, like I have, to keep the doctor away, that old expression, but you haven't been consuming the core, you're missing out on some of the most nutritious parts of the apple. According to some research that I saw this week, fiber and flavonoids, those are important. But apples apparently can have bacteria, which is good for your gut health. And the bacteria is in the fruit's core. But you can't feed the core of an apple to your dog because it'll kill him. Isn't there arsenic or something in the seeds? I remember, maybe that's an old wives' tale, but I remember hearing that. So anyway, I saw this was in the Journal of Microbiology. Do you know a single apple contains about 100 million bacterial cells? If you throw the core out, you're only eating 10 million of the cells. Organic apples have an edge over conventionally grown apples. If you're consuming an apple and you're not eating the seeds, well, I don't know. Is that? I think I'll go without the seeds. What about you? I want to get the most benefit out of it. I thought earlier on, I always thought the most benefit was in the skin.
It sounds like the whole thing is good for you. Eating lots of fruits and vegetables, good idea.
Yeah. Well, but do we delineate the fruits and vegetables? When you talk about the way to live a long and happy life, you say eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. But aren't there some that are better for you than others?
Well, the more colorful the fruit, but I'm not sure I know of any really bad ones.
No. Okay. So I
just watch the calories.
Blueberries and all that good stuff. In a moment, what is the plan that will make it easier for you to have prescription drugs at a less expensive rate? We'll find out about that. The CDC estimates that vaccinating children born between 1994 and 2016 will prevent more than 380 illnesses. It's National Immunization Awareness Month, a perfect time to learn all the facts.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Glaucoma is a condition of increased pressure in the eye that damages the optic nerve, which connects to the brain so you can see. It's one of the leading causes of blindness in the U.S. and can be hereditary.
If your immediate family members have glaucoma, you're at increased risk for glaucoma. Certain ethnicities, such as African Americans and Latinos, tend to have higher rates of glaucoma. So if you have family members that you know of who have glaucoma, certainly you should be even more vigilant about getting your eyes checked.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Arthur Sitt says measurement of your eye pressure and viewing the optic nerve during an eye exam can identify glaucoma and ensure it's treated early to avoid vision loss.
The most common thing is to give eye drops, and eye drops tend to be very well tolerated for most patients.
Now, for some patients, there are laser procedures or surgeries that also help to lower the eye pressure. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your brain. Elon Musk, who's a fellow that started PayPal, has got he's got a lot of sci-fi things going on, SpaceX, and he makes cars. He's unveiled his latest idea, a computer chip connected to exceptionally slender wires with electrodes, all of which is meant to be embedded in your brain by a surgical robot. The implant would connect wirelessly to a small behind-your-ear receiver that could communicate with a computer. Elon Musk hopes to, with this implant, create his brain-computer interface. The NutriLink company is what it's called. One day it could help you if you're a quadriplegic, for example. And one day it could be something that you hear me talking on one of my other programs, Your Hidden Power, about telepathy. This will perhaps interpret telepathic input. It's a really amazing brain idea. Neuralink is the company, founded a couple of years ago, already tested an early wired version of this implant. They put it in rats. Elon Musk says human trials could start by the end of the year. The company doesn't yet have approval from the Food and Drug Administration. That'd be interesting. Get their approval for the study. Neuralink promises the brain-connected device looks as nondescript as a hearing aid, so nobody's going to know that you've got it implanted or embedded in your brain. During his presentation recently to investors, he said that he aimed to make this surgery for this implant equivalent to a LASIK type of thing where you sit down, a machine does the thing on your eye, and you walk away in a couple of hours. So, how about that? Some interesting news about what may be the future of your brain from Elon Musk. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we try to bring to you food for thought from Dr. Ken and his experiences, not only practicing at Lake Cardiology, but all the references that he reads and passes along for others to understand. That's why so many people, even professionals, go to see Ken when they want treatment, they want care, they want another opinion. You can do the same, you know. You're special as far as Ken's concerned. So make that special appointment, that special connection with Ken, by calling at the office 352-735-1400 and make an appointment to see Ken no matter where you are. I come from New England. People all over the country, matter of fact, all over the world come to see Ken because of his expertise. So he's got it and you can use it. So if you want to take advantage of his presence, call Lake Cardiology for Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. So what is this new plan that would make it easier to import drugs from Canada? I'm wondering, because the drugs they sell in Canada are made here. We ship them up there. They sell them cheaper. So can you imagine the ring around the rosy here? We're going to have our drug company sell the stuff to Canada. I guess the real question is, why are we so screwed, blued, and tattooed when it comes to paying for drugs? If they can get them cheaper in Canada, why can't we get them cheaper here? Isn't that the question?
It's a great question. And, I think that the Canadian government has been more restrictive on allowing the drugs into their country. And, just insisting on where the price point will be. And it's just such a smaller market that I think the drug companies have, just pushed back less. And, you look at the population of Canada, it's just such a small fraction of America. And this is an interesting issue. The news is that the Department of Health and Human Services announced today an effort to literally have a plan where we will be importing drugs from Canada. And it's been very difficult prior to this to be allowed to do this. And it's questionably illegal to be able to do it. And this is not going to happen overnight, because there's going to be a lot of regulation that has going to have to be put into place. The FDA is going to have to approve all this. And you know where the pushback is going to come from? And it's already been announced. Exactly. So they've already announced that in a big way they're going to bring court challenge to this and blah, blah, blah. But we need more competition here in this whole field. And, we have competition in providing health care, but the one area that still remains without much competition is in the drugs.
Well, it's because they guarantee, once you spend all the money to get a patent, that you can keep it for 10 years before it becomes generic, right? That's one of the reasons and stuff. They can predicate what the price is without any. But this kind of comes from the same mind as telling people how much the drugs cost on TV and their ads, right? I mean, isn't the same kind of focus on just the general expense of advertising?
I think that more price transparency in a similar announcement recently in the last few weeks is the transparency in what hospitals and insurers negotiate for their their charges is going to become public. And, and you know who's screaming about this? Both the hospitals and the insurers.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Doctor time, medical time. Medicine, information is the best medicine, perhaps, for your health. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service. Yes, 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 yes. There are lots of things going on. Ken prides himself, and so do I, having him as a part of this program, and going through a lot of the information that gets published every week by all these journals. They're here and they're around the world. Studies are being done to try to make health treatment better. There are all kinds of ancillary impacts that come from a lot of this information. One of the things this week, Ken, that really attracts my attention, and you as a cardiologist, practicing in your facility down in Montour, Florida, have to see a lot of people who have heart problems that start with heartburn. Maybe we need a definition of what heartburn is called and why it's, I mean, it was caused, how's it caused, and why is it called heartburn?
Well, absolutely. Heart doctors end up seeing a lot of conditions outside of the heart because we take care of chest discomfort, and the chest in medicine is usually thought of as from the waist to the shoulders, the front to the back. And when people have discomforts here, people initially in medicine, doctors, everybody wants to be reassured that it's not the heart. So we as cardiologists see chest discomfort often first to make sure it's not the heart. If it is the heart, to make sure they get treated quickly so they stay on planet Earth as long as possible, the way it should be. So we end up seeing a lot of non-cardiac chest pain, and non-cardiac chest pain is commonly, the most common cause is reflux, so-called GERD, GE reflux disease, because there's acid secreted in the stomach to start the digestive process as the food comes down the feeding tube, the esophagus, to break it down. And there's a flapper, a one-way door between the feeding tube, esophagus, and the stomach. And this flapper, this valve, sometimes breaks down and doesn't keep the acid in the stomach, but the acid comes back up into the feeding tube. And that's what causes the burning.
Yeah. That's something I've been through. How many times have we talked about this in our history? Three,
absolutely.
Four times at least, because my flapper doesn't close. And one of the first things, I can't remember whether you told me to do this, was to drink a quart of water and then jump up and down. Did you tell me to do that? Who told me to do that? Remember that? Yeah, you sent me to somebody who was a specialist.
That deletes the acid and pulls it down, I guess.
It supposedly helps to close up this flapper that you're talking about. But more to the bigger point, this is part of the amazing reality. You can take apart anything, whether it's vitamins, minerals, the food you put in your body, what goes on in your body. Just think about how complex your cellular structure is and why it is that some cells like other cells and some cells don't. Can it be that simple that certain cells I have, attached to all of this stuff is an allergy to gluten. And that sort of plays into the same, for me anyway, plays the same role. And you think about how much of our bodies we take for granted, Ken, and how when everything works well, you don't think about your body at all, do you? I mean, think maybe you shouldn't think about it. If your body's working fine, great. But if it's not, and you start thinking, oh my God, what's wrong with my body? Think about how complex your body is. And many of you, what you're doing to deplete the sources of goodness by smoking and drinking and doing drugs and whatever the hell else you do, right? I mean, a lot of the people that you've seen for these problems or regular cardio problems have abused themselves for years, Ken.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly.
So, when you get right down to it, it's really, I think something like this brings to the surface, a recognition of how complicated your body is, how fabulous the process of living is, and why in the world you don't take care of yourself. So allergies, the heartburn brings about allergies. And what sort of allergies are we talking about here?
Well, people who need drugs that suppress stomach acid are almost twice as likely to need drugs to control allergy symptoms. That's the news, Doug, from Nature Communications this week. And people over 60 who also use these drugs were more than five times as likely to also need an allergy medication. The longer the treatment, the higher the risk of allergies. Normally, the acidic environment in the stomach helps break down food-derived proteins that can cause allergies.
So it's all about more allergies. Allergic, we all talk about the peanut allergy. I'm allergic to dust. And I start sneezing and, I don't know, but heartburn, I've never taken any drugs for the heartburn.
Inhibitors, medication in the class are things like Prilosec, Prevacid, and H2 blockers like Zantac and Pepcid.
All right. Food for thought. Ken Kronhaus.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.